morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. So good to be with you yet again. I'll say that double because it's a feel-good broadcast today. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. You can check us out, TalkStreamLive.com. A lot of people listen there. Also, great show. Sharon Lynn Wyeth is here the second hour. We call her the name lady. The name lady will be here. And so, you know, you call in, get your names in, 844-769-2944. And, you know, that's a fun little thing. And, everybody seems to always like that. So the last hour we'll have her on. Ron Sally will be here in about a half hour. The Miracle Cream, the Lamb Cream, the Healon is fantastic. Some of the greatest products that we sell, some of the most unique and fantastic products we sell are those two products. My wife, her story about her foot. You can't even tell she was bit by a brown recluse spider. She did not go to a doctor. She did not. And we'll talk about that and we'll go over all that story too and other things with Ron. So, and then we're going to do the news and Uncle Kevin's here riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
You remember when, how many years ago was it when, if you said to somebody, you know, the music industry, it seems like it's run by a bunch of satanic pedophiles. And they'd look at you crazy, like you don't know what you're talking about. Well, just today, I don't know if it's this week or was yesterday, one of the biggest stars in the world, explain what happened.
Oh, Mariah Carey sues Baum, claiming ritual satanic sex abuse.
Mariah Carey sues her mom.
No, her sister. Yeah, her sister. And we, you know, when we first came out, about a couple of years later, we would hear stories about Mariah Carey and she was into witchcraft or whatever it was like that. And we would just blow it off saying, that ain't true. Until about, 10, 15 years later, and then you're going, yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, that's probably true.
Her sister's come out. It said this for a while now, and it kind of was swept under the rug. I don't know. Hopefully this gets out. Carey's sister, Mariah Carey, one of the biggest stars, one of the biggest voices in the world, her sister is suing her parents for satanic ritual abuse. She says that her and Mariah were abused when they were little. If you've ever seen the video of Mariah losing her mind on TV, it's obvious to me. Or maybe, let me say, it's my feeling that it appears allegedly that she looks like she's a monarch child and under, you know, was under mind control and kind of went wrong. You know, things sometimes they snap sometimes. That's what it appears to me. Hollywood, the music industry, are they run by satanic pedophiles? From my research, yes.
Absolutely.
And here's another vlog on that fire to kind of fuel that. We've been selling a lot of these nano silver, our new nano silver, power silver that we have, created and worked. We had the interview a few days ago. This is the best colloidal nano / silver, whatever there is that I have found. And I know a lot of people in the industry. It is the best because the delivery system, you can hear the interview. There's a lot of things that he wouldn't say on air and really we can't say and let me just put it that way. Let me add something to the mix here. I called Whole Foods this morning because Marcia sent me a notice that Whole Foods had gotten rid of all colloidal silver products. And I said, wow, that's okay. Let me call them. So I called some random Whole Food in Atlanta. Just say, hey, you know, you got any colloidal silver products? We should have done it on air.
Yeah, we should have done it.
It would have been awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were going to answer so quick. To be honest, they're really quick to answer. We could have done it on air. And I said, do you have any colloidal silver products? He said, actually, sir, no, we have zero colloidal silver products. He said, not only that, anything with colloidal silver in it, like skin creams or what have you, we got rid of all those too. And he said, the reason is, well, with the coronavirus, some people are making claims. I said, claims? What does that got to do? So people make claims about products all the time. Well, sir, you know, I don't know that we just got rid of, are you going to get it back? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't know. He doesn't know everything, but he's just telling the reason and why he did it and what have you. Whole Foods has gotten rid of all colloidal silver products. The FDA is all over asking and questioning and blah, blah, blah about colloidal silver products. This is why we developed this product, Power Silver, and it is the best. In my mind, something clicked. I'm putting all this together, and I'm thinking, they do not want you to have colloidal silver.
That is correct.
Or nano silver or whatever. Yeah, they do not want you to have it. It's only been around for, you know, well, they've been using silver forever.
Forever.
I mean, they used to put silver dollars in milk to keep it fresh. Yeah. You know, that was the pioneers going across the West. If somebody got sick, they said, put a silver dollar in your mouth.
That's
That's true, ladies and gentlemen.
If you had a wound that wouldn't heal, they'd put a silver dollar on it and wrap it around the wound.
True.
All true. All true. If you had infected whatever it was you had.
That's all true. So now they're saying you can't have it. Well, the tests have been pretty. I'm not going to make a claim here. I would not dare say anything because they're watching us. They've already called us. I can say it's not illegal to sell it. What I'm telling you, in my mindset, that's why we got this product. That's why we got the great introductory price. For me, I got 3 bottles for each person in my family in the house. I got 2 for emergency and 1 as like a maintenance dose in everyday use. And then if there's emergency, I got 2 in back of the 1 ounce. And we also sell the 4 ounce. So check that out at the Power Mall. This really surprises me. I mean, I'm really surprised by how, you know,
far they took it.
Right. And quick.
And quick. Yeah.
And this is how things can change very quick, quickly.
Yeah.
Jim Baker was selling, I mean, thousands upon thousands of those bottles of silver.
Yep.
And they shut him down like that.
Like that.
And that doctor who's on the show did not claim that a colloidal silver cured or stopped coronavirus. They lied about it, the media and everything. And now Whole Foods took everything out.
Yeah.
You know, you ask about something, what can you do? Well, there's one thing you can do. And this is not expensive. And we have we've made it, we're about giving it away. I'm telling you, we're about giving the product away. We have an introductory price just so that you can get it. Get colloidal silver, this type of silver. It is the best that I've seen. I got 10 years in heavy into the preparedness industry. I have some, not even on the show, I have some expertise in this area.
Yeah, me too.
There's very few people who would have more expertise in the preparedness area than I would. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, I agree.
This is very important. So that's why we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Call the Power Hour.
No claims.
877-817-9821. Yeah, it's probably not even good for you. Just drink it. Just give it to the dog.
Just get it.
It's probably not good for you. It'll probably turn you blue. It's the worst thing ever.
Exactly.
Nobody wants it. Whatever you do, don't buy it. You know what? Don't call 877-817-9829.
Don't do it.
Listen, don't you do it. I know you're out there. Don't call.
And the FDA, extremely don't do it.
Yeah, the FDA. Why, we don't even want to sell this anymore, FDA.
Don't worry about us. Forget about it.
New York AG seeks to dissolve NRA in lawsuit accusing leaders of self-dealing, causing $64 million in losses. This is big for a lot of reasons. A huge corporation, which the NRA is, and influential, obviously, and to have a state come out. The same New York AG was coming out against colloidal silver, sending letters to Jim Baker.
Yeah.
In Missouri.
And other people.
In other states. Yeah, saying they're going to sue.
They have no jurisdiction. It's ridiculous.
And now they're going to dissolve the NRA, I guess. Try to dissolve it in New York. I don't know.
Well, here's what happened with that thing. All right, forget it. Go.
No, go ahead. Quick.
Oh, well, when they were going to get sued, and they asked their lawyers, what should we do? And they said, well, you know, they had that NRA TV show? Did you know that, Dan?
No.
Well, the NRA TV show was rivaling Fox, and it was doing really, really well. It was conservative. They had Dan Bongino on it, and their lawyers advised them when this lawsuit came out a year and a half ago to get rid of the show. Then they'll just leave you alone. And they got rid of the show, and they just went after them. So these people are liars. And don't believe them. They're coming after you. Everybody they're coming after.
Both parties approve a bill that includes, quote, red flag gun confiscation orders for military personnel. Did you hear what I just said? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not concerned or woke up or something inside you or the liberty or the spirit of God inside you is not woken up and attention, I don't know when it will. When will it be? That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. Michael Hammond, the Legislative Council for Gun Owners of America, made an update to GOA members informing them about a new gun grab that Congress is trying to ram through while everyone's attention is focusing on the Chinese virus. In a report, Hammond asserted that a number of House pro-gun Republicans voted for a large defense bill which contained a red flag gun confiscation provision specifically tailored to military members. Military members. However, these orders would be worse in many regards when compared to the programs being pushed in state legislatures. Pointed out, the essentials are the same. A gun owner can be stripped of his or her Second Amendment protected rights. I like that I said that. Protected rights.
Exactly.
Because we don't, the Bill of Rights gives you no rights, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
They just protect your God-given mm-hmm. rights. In an ex parte proceeding by an unsubstantiated allegation from a hostile relative who dislikes him or her. Experience shows that the confiscation normally occurs in a surprise raid on the gun owner's home in the middle of the night.
We gotta have our ex-military people have their guns. That's for sure.
Well, they don't want them to.
Oh, I know.
You think they know something?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Joe Biden, he tries to clarify his remarks about African Americans. No apology. If you don't know what this is, he says the Latinos are diverse, but blacks aren't diverse.
Right, exactly. They're in lockstep.
Basically. I don't even know why we talk about him. Did he come out of his basement? I mean, was he in his basement when he said this? I don't know.
I don't know.
This is another major story. My cousin sent me this. L.A. mayor threatens to shut off power and water to homes that host parties. You're breaking the law. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, who is his father was the one in charge of the O.J. Simpson trial indictment, just so you know, has vowed to shut off power and water utilities to homes that host large parties in the latest escalation of COVID-19 control measures. Do you think they are going to stop, ladies and gentlemen?
Nope.
Do you think you are the enemy?
That's
freedom
right.
is the enemy. Mm-hmm. The Bill of Rights is the enemy. The Declaration of Independence, your endowment. They want to take your endowment. This is a satanic agenda to take your endowment, manipulate it, and use it for their own purposes. And on a communist level, socialists go into socialism, and then a government level to suck your energy dry till there's nothing left of you so that they can feed this power conglomerate of the state.
Yeah, make you obey.
So what are you going to do about it? To call your sheriffs. We've had a couple people call sheriffs. We've hooked them up to Sheriff Mac. Call your sheriffs.
Yeah.
I've talked to a couple sheriffs and had some very positive conversation after a lot of negative conversations. So now more than ever, people are ready to have this conversation.
They are. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean everybody's going to want this.
Yep.
That doesn't mean, you know, Joyce's favorite word, next.
Next, absolutely.
They don't want it, next.
Next.
So there you go. Black Lives Matter leader warns whites, give us your homes or else. If you don't give us your homes and nice neighborhoods or wait to be branded a racist, then your home will be forcefully taken away when you are arrested and tried for a hate crime.
Where's this at?
I mean, where is it? This is just one of the black leaders says this. Yes.
In general?
I can't remember her name. Here, Chanel Helm.
Okay. Like I believe what she says.
Well, I believe she believes that.
Yeah, I know.
But did you hear her language? You're going to be tried for hate crime. We're going to take it. Do you see what the government's set up to do now?
They are.
The Declaration of Independence, government's only purpose is to protect your rights. Mm-hmm. Now, your only purpose is to substantiate government. You see, that's their attitude. They have a declaration. Your only purpose, meaning you, God's creation's only purpose is to feed into our system. You get it? This is another example.
Yeah.
And they'll control you by, they'll mm-hmm. this is what she's claiming, they'll charge you with a hate crime.
Cut off your water.
So and then
you can't live there.
And then you have to take your home. And then, well, you lost your home because you said the N-word. You said the N-word. You have to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Defeat COVID-19 by requiring vaccination for all. It's not un-American. It's patriotic. The USA Today says...
I contradict that statement.
To win the war against the novel coronavirus that has now killed 158,000 people, doubtful. Still, not a ton of people.
Not a ton of people.
158,000? I mean, if I was one of the ones that died, I'd feel different.
It's down to 2.2%.
In this country, the only answer is compulsory vaccination for us all. And while these measures that will be necessary will seem draconian, even anti-American to some, we believe that there's no alternative. Simply put, getting vaccinated is going to be our patriotic duty. You can take your patriarch, what you think is your patriotic mm-hmm. duty, and you can shove it so far up your rump that I can see your colon.
There you go. I agree.
And if you think for 1 minute You're going to shut off my damn water.
Yeah.
You're going to take my house because I say the N-word, or I didn't give a black person $5 on the street.
Yeah.
And that you're going to force me to take a vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to hell.
Yeah, it ain't happening. And you better start looking over your shoulder.
New York City relocations accelerating at substantial pace, local movers say. Talk to my cousin. I always bring up my cousin because we have these conversations. And it kind of gives... When I talk about my family, it gives me a barometer of kind of the temperature of America. Mm-hmm. She lives in the southeast, in North Carolina, and a lot of people are moving down there. So that's what she's been telling me. Well, this is, Fox is even now saying, that's accelerating. People from the northeast, New York.
Oh, they're leaving in droves.
Have you seen the videos of the street?
They're leaving in droves.
Exclusive from General Flynn. Have you seen this letter? General Michael Flynn. This is my letter to America. We are witnessing a vicious assault by enemies of all that is good, and our president is having to act in ways unprecedented in decades, maybe centuries. The biblical nature of good versus evil cannot be discounted as we examine what is happening on the streets of America. What have I been telling you? Is that not almost verbatim what I've been telling you?
Absolutely.
This is good versus evil. This is Marxism. This is communism. This mm-hmm. is a takeover on the intra levels of our society and government power, and to get and hold your attention and manipulate you to fall for this. The most important word that you speak from now until the rest of your life, certainly for the foreseeable future, the most important word may be no.
Absolutely.
Will you have to wear a mask? No. Will you have to get no? Will you have to no? Yeah,
ain't doing it. Yeah, we went into Target yesterday with the girls, and first thing out, that lady jumps out of the thing. Puts up her hand. You can't come in here without a mask. And we just said we have a medical exemption, and we're in a hurry, and don't bother us. And we walked right by.
Did you tell her that? Yeah. Don't bother us?
Yeah, and then they walked right by us, and we walked right by them, and nobody said nothing.
WHO memos from 1972. You know, people go back and look at these documents. You know, like the government's plan for the next 18 months about the coronavirus, and think, we'll go over that, too, one time. That's pretty interesting. WHO memos 1972 explain how to turn vaccine into a means of killing. This is from WHO.
Absolutely.
Was that almost 50 years ago?
Absolutely.
First, totally disable the immune system. Two, load up every cell of the victim's body up with infection. And three, switch the immune system on, causing the host to kill themselves in a cytokine storm.
That's right.
Remember Dr. Rogers and Cass Ingram. Cass Ingram mm-hmm. talks about the cytokine storm all the time. That's why the oregano is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that the nano silver is good for that. Whatever you do,
don't get any of that.
Do not get the nano silver.
The government said you can't have it. So
the government said that doesn't do anything for that. Whatever you do,
don't do it.
Don't get nano silver mm-hmm. to stop a cytokine storm.
Yeah, and how do we know all this stuff? It's because the globalists and the powers that be, they write their white papers. They tell you exactly what they're going to do to us every time.
If you're looking for a reason not to support Amazon, and after I saw this story, this is from Patrick Wood. We know Patrick Wood. We love mm-hmm. Patrick Wood. Love Patrick Wood. Very important researcher. If you're looking... I am doubling and tripling down my hatred towards Amazon after this story.
Oh, it's terrible, Amazon.
FCC unanimously approves Amazon's plan for 3,236 5G satellites to go up in space and to cover the planet.
I thought Musk was doing that.
Well, apparently they're doing it together. Amazon is getting serious about space business, coming shortly after Amazon's web service announcement last month to set up a new business unit dedicated to accelerating innovation in the global aerospace and satellite industry. It has now announced its intention to invest $10 billion with a B.
That's chump change for
Amazon. And where'd they get that money?
Yeah, us.
$10 billion. Because you bought vitamins from Amazon instead of buying them from the Power Mall.
That's exactly right.
To invest $10 billion for launching a low Earth orbit satellite constellation called Project Kuiper to eliminate internet dark spots, specifically in the United States. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission last week unanimously voted in favor, 3,200 satellites, 5G. First Elon Musk, now Jeff Bezos, both ultra-rich technocrats are competing to see who could be first to fill space with 5G satellites for the, quote, good of humanity.
We'll be like in an oven.
Teen Vogue There's an op-ed in Teen Vogue. I mean, what do we expect, ladies and gentlemen, when we send these kids to the schools that we send them to, the socialist schools?
Yeah.
And what do you think? What do you think comes out? And you think, oh, this is a conspiracy. Well, at some point, it's not a conspiracy. That's just
fact.
That's just the way the people. No, I mean, like, it's part of a conspiracy. They start trying to teach you these certain things, or these people in Teen Vogue. Well, they're part of a conspiracy. At some point, it's not even a conspiracy anymore. It's just that's the way these people think. Right. They become little automatons, robots to this social system.
Yep.
Dan Crenshaw blasts Teen Vogue op-ed advocating end to private property rights. Just wondering if anyone sees any issues with our next generation reading Marxist propaganda in popular teen magazines. In it, it's been 4 months since the onslaught of the coronavirus pandemic first highlighted the failures of capitalism. So it's capitalism's failure for the virus.
Mm-hmm. In their logic.
Well, isn't it? Didn't it come from China?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking. And the incompetence of the United States government.
Well, that's a true statement there, the incompetence of the United States government.
We need to treat housing as a right. Basically, the pandemic didn't create the housing crisis, but it did. Anyway, they're talking about property rights and taking houses from people, and everybody deserves a house. They sound like you. See, you're just like this communist.
No, I was going to pay for it. Pay for
it. Well, the same thing. That's what you want. That's what they want.
The people keep it.
Well, that's what they want. Housing is a right.
No, if you have your...
You know why that idea is stupid?
No, it's not stupid.
Yes, it is.
It's not stupid.
Here's why it's stupid.
It's beautiful.
It's not beautiful.
It is.
It isn't beautiful. You know why? I'll explain to you why.
Go ahead.
Another reason out of the 10 reasons I've already given you. Because when you do that, you destroy all the people who did save and work and did pay for their house. You destroy their effort. That's why. That's why it is. On top of everything. Ohio Governor DeWine tests negative for COVID-19 hours after testing positive. That's why I said, if you ever test positive, just go to another clinic and you'll probably test negative.
Get a test.
Any other stories? Trump issues executive order effectively banning TikTok if it doesn't sell. The country's most productive farmland is now one of the worst COVID-19 hotspots just by chance.
First,
it was all the meat. Producing Alabama. Oh, I forgot this story. I gotta talk about this story. I'll talk about it when I come back. Ron Salek, right, on the other side.
Naturally this year, with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boy, that puts a smile on my face. It just does. We got the Helon and the Lamb Cream over at the Power Mall on sale. Ron's here. Ron's on hold, so we'll go to him in just a second. A lot of other products that we have. Again, this NanoSilver. I mean, I don't know who would ever want to buy this new NanoSilver. I mean, there's no reason to buy it. But if you do want to buy, if you do like those kind of things, I think it's the best delivery system out there. I think science has kind of shown that and proved that, the studies. It's at the Power Mall, a great introductory price to 1 ounce and the 4 ounce. We're blowing through it. Get it while you can. Who knows? Whole Foods is already taking it off the shelves. Who's next? I have no idea. The ancient magnesium products, OptiVita, Vitamin C, Hyper Ease. The Hyper Ease is for high blood pressure, plus the kidneys, the heart drops. The most profound product, is the Strauss heart drops. Those Strauss products are amazing. That's one of the reasons we have Wayne on so much. They're amazing. They're world class. And they've been around 200 or 300 years, most of them. That just blows my mind. The OxyLift 1 ounce and the OxySulfur. They did a study about this. And what they found was 100 OxyLift users proved that those who took it continuously for weeks as directed on the label, they love it and they feel a big difference. If you just take it sporadically, a day here, a day there, you don't really get the effect. It's the accumulation of taking it for weeks and just a little bit each day, and boom, all of a sudden they feel their body starts oxygenating and exploding with energy. So there's a little something for you. When you use the OxyLift, that's what you got to do. The Zeotrex gets out heavy metals, the Healthy Balance, the Tranquil, the OptiVita, Vitamin D, the Astaxanthin with DHA, Essential Digestive Plus, Hyzorb Q10, and all the other great products at thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Okay, before we get to Ron, one story I forgot to mention, and I was, hopefully Monday, I'll have time to really go into this even more. This is why I've been talking about the Civil War so much, and really the truth. We're not fighting the Civil War again, but let's talk about it honestly. Here's what happened in Alabama. Alabama cheerleaders faced backlash after posing with a t-shirt bearing Confederate flag, quote, "I love redneck boys," quote. A t-shirt with like a Confederate flag, "I love redneck boys." Okay, great. You know, Black Lives Matter. I a smiley face, whatever. People put all kind of things on their shirts. Well, the school goes nuts. The black people down the cheerleading squad quit. So I can talk about how racist it is and how this is unacceptable. Unacceptable? You ignorant, stupid, girl. Moron. You don't even know what you're talking about. And that's why we're talking about the Civil War and connections and what this means and what have you. And this is so much more about heritage and what really happened in the Civil War. That's why this is important. We're going to talk about this probably on Monday, a lot more when we get time. But, so the school's going crazy. They're trying to figure out a way to do something to these girls. What are they going to do to them? So some 16-year-old girl on her Facebook has a picture of a Confederate flag on her shirt, says, "I love redneck boys." And so, what are they going to do to her? They're going to kick her off the cheerleading team? They're going to arrest her? They're going to be like this Black Lives Matter? And they're going to take her parents' house? I mean, what are they going to do? You see how this is insane. This is the environment that we're in. I don't care if you like the Confederate flag or don't. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't like BlackLivesMatter.com. Go to them and see what they're about. I don't like them. I don't like their organization. Do I think if somebody wears that they should lose their house? That they shouldn't be able to be on the go to school or have the cheerleading squad now? They're going nuts about this in Daphne, Alabama. They're going nuts. What are they going to do to these girls? They're trying to figure out something. Obviously, they can't do anything to them. What are they going to do to them? At least not yet. If Chanel Helm from Black Lives Matter had her way, they'd string her up in Town Square. Is it? Please, for the love of God, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're convicted about, then show your conviction. Because they're trying to destroy convictions all across the board. And trying to manipulate and control you. And so, anyway, this is a very important story. We'll talk more about it on Monday. There's a little 5-minute clip. Steve Pachenik does a real good description about Abraham Lincoln, the beginning of the Civil War, that much better than I could do in 5 minutes. And it's another voice. And so you understand a little bit more about what the Confederate flag means and what that heritage means. Why do you think they carved Jefferson Davis's picture and Robert E. Lee's picture up in Stone Mountain in Georgia after that? Why do you think? I mean, why, you know, people, oh, it's because of slavery. You don't even know what you're talking about. Okay? This ignorant, I see, now I got to get Ron on. Now I'm just going to get mad. I didn't even read you the quotes by this stupid moron, nitwit, Latia. We are fighting to get that flag removed off a state flagpole. So no, that's not meaningless. To you, it may be, not us. If they had been in the U.S. history class for all these years that they've been in school, then they would know that. You ignorant, stupid witch. You don't even know what you're talking about. You probably want to take Thomas Jefferson's statue down too, you jackass. Oh, God. This is so big, ladies and gentlemen. This is so big. This fight, this ideological fight over canceling somebody because of something, you know, we're going to cancel. I don't like it, so we're canceling it. We're going to put a tag on it, and we're going to put a stamp on it, and it's gone. You're next. Don't you get it? You're a Christian. You believe in God. You believe in the Bible. You notice what Antifa was burning up there in Portland. They were burning Bibles. You're next. If this doesn't stop here, it's just like the masks and vaccines. You better stop them now on this discussion. Anyway, I've taken up a lot of time. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to relax. And one of my favorite guests is on, Ron Sally, who I just love. Super nice, super intelligent, super, a conduit for just knowledge and great products. The story of how he came up with this stuff is amazing. Ron Sally, the Healon and the Miracle, the Healon and the Lamb Cream, among other things. It's an absolute pleasure to have you back on. Welcome to the Power Hour, my friend.
Well, thank you. My head's swell up there a little bit, though, Daniel.
Yeah, well, it should. I mean, you, not everybody just has a dream, wakes up in the middle of the night, and then a little while later comes up with this miraculous product. Tell that story real quick for people, maybe new listeners.
Well, this is about Lamb Cream, and this was, if I remember right, it was Friday the 13th, February 2009. I remember that. Anyway, I sat up in bed, 6 o'clock in the morning, and I said, I know how to make it. And my wife said, you know how to make what? I said, I know how to make that lamb cream for the psoriasis and stuff. And she said, good grief, Ron, please go back to sleep. I put that form, Daniel, I put that formulation together. I have not changed one drop. And I tell you, I'm not that smart. I am blessed. I just get these ideas, I put it together, and there they are. And I want to tell you, I was just looking at some of my old notes. I developed Heal-On in 1989. Can you believe that? 31 years ago.
Well,
I'm not even that old, Daniel.
I thought you were like 25, Ron, so I'm really surprised when you told me that.
Oh, Lord. Everything is good. These products are just helping so many people. We're so proud of them, we just can't see straight.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, what's your experience? You're right in the middle of this. These products get out. People come back. Tell a little bit, what is Heal-On, what is Lamb Cream, and what is it doing for people? Or what are people telling you it's doing?
Okay, well, the Heal-On is incredibly good for cuts and burns, third-degree burns, bites of any kind, even brown recluse spider bites. We have a plastic surgeon up the road, dermatologist plastic surgeon combination, that had a lady come in with a brown recluse spider bite on her cheek, and it was about the size of a 50-cent piece, and it was rotting her flesh. And he had used our Heal-On for different, you know, sundry things. So he sent her home with it, told her to come back in a week, and she came back, and it was now the size of a dime. And another week, and it was gone. I said, "Great Scott, dog, that's great. I see the two pictures, the dime size and the one cup. Where's the big one?" He said, and a dead silence. And I knew what he was going to say. Ron, I didn't take it because I had no clue it would work on brown recluse. So anyway, all we can do. The Heal-On is incredibly good on diabetic wounds. In fact, there's a product, Daniel, out there on the market today, put out by a major drug company. And it sells for over $1,000 for the container. Same size as our Heal-On.
Whoa.
Has to be refrigerated at all times, except when the people are putting it on their diabetic wounds. But it also has a caveat that goes with it, that if you use more than three of these containers, you might get cancer in distant body sites. And, boy, we stay away from that word cancer, any part of it. But that's part of their...
Well, wait a minute. Say that again. If you use this more than three bottles of this, you might get cancer on what? What? Say that again.
In distant body sites. You know, cancer might show up in somewhere in your body if you use more than three of these things.
So if you put it on your leg, you might get cancer of the liver or something.
Well, who knows where distant body sites could be anywhere. So it was selling for, I can't remember what it was. It was like $600 a bottle. And once they put that out there, guess what the price went down to? Oh, not down. It went up. It's over $1,000 a bottle for 15 milliliters. Same size as our Heal-On.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that once the warning came out, or obviously somebody sued them or something, instead of the price going down, the price went up, almost doubled?
Over $1,000. It could be $1,100.
Oh,
don't hold me to it. Somewhere in that area.
Wow.
But that's what FDA did. They said, "Well, you have to declare it. You know, it can cause cancer in distant body sites."
How insane is this, Ron? That the FDA will let them sell that cream that may give you cancer of the ear when you put it on your foot, but yet if I said colloidal silver helps me, they'll try to shut down the whole radio show.
It's all about Big Pharma. They pretty well rule this thing. But that's the truth. You can look it up. I can tell you the name, but I won't. I won't get into that.
Well, you can say it this way if you want to say it. You can say this product has put out a warning that you can't have more than three. You could say that. That's not saying anything else. You could say this product has a warning of three. We don't even have to say it's the same product. Just, do you know of any product that has a warning if you take three that they might cause cancer?
Do I? Not personally. I haven't used just the stuff I've read that FDA had put out warnings on.
Oh, I see.
Anyway,
okay.
I don't want to get into the name.
Okay, we won't. Let's get back into something positive. Forget the negative. Let's get it back to the real deal, the Heal-On and the Lamb Cream.
Okay. So Heal-On, because I'm so proud of this stuff, I just can't see straight. Heal-On is so good for bruises, skinned elbows, every mother's purse. Honest to goodness, every mother's purse should have a bottle of Heal-On in it. Every kitchen should have a bottle in there. Every glove box, trucks, cars, whatever, should have some Heal on.
Does it last in the car? What if it gets hot in the car? Does it last?
Oh, sure. There's no problem. There's no problem with the heat.
That's amazing.
I mean, you don't want it to run it up to, you know, to a boiling point. We don't know what would happen then. But just being in a glove box, the only thing it's going to do is thin it out a little bit. So the instructions on the label is shake it vigorously before each use. Well, you do that if you got it in your kitchen or in your glove box. Doesn't matter. But it's so handy to have around because something's going to happen when you're out there. A kid's going to get a skin knee or skinned elbow, a bite of something, and you've got it right there. And the hunters, great Lord, the hunters just love this stuff because they're out there in the field and something is always going wrong.
What the? Tell me about the, what's the difference in the Helon and the lamb cream?
Oh, they're worlds apart. Formulation-wise, I can't tell you exactly what the difference is.
Well,
the
Helon, let me...
we developed it in 1989 for cuts and burns and bites and things like that. This lamb cream works on so many different skin problems, we can't even count them all. Like psoriasis, really bad psoriasis, eczema, it just wipes it out. As a matter of fact, I made some notes here. Way back there, when Joyce was involved in this, she had a young girl working for her, and she had psoriasis over her whole body. I mean, she was covered up from her clavicle down to her toes. Never had a social life, none. And we got some lamb cream to Joyce, and Joyce gave her a bottle or two of it. Anyway, this girl got rid of that psoriasis that she's had all her life and got back into a social life, got married, and had a baby. So we say, boy, be careful when you use this lamb cream.
You never know, you might get a baby. What about dark spots? You know how some people, especially... You know how some people, when they get older, they start getting dark spots? Does it, any, have you had any experience with that? Has anybody told you anything about that?
Yeah, a lot of experience on my face. It doesn't work.
So it doesn't affect dark spots. Okay.
Not really. Oh, it might lighten them a little bit, but not much. Not very much.
Well, let me tell you what happened to my wife. I told this on air. There are three products we used. But the lamb cream was the product we used after the initial, almost exclusively. Almost exclusively the lamb cream. There's three products we used on my wife was bit by a brown recluse. Her skin started to pus up and the red, you could see the poison going up her leg and what have her. We immediately put the clay powder on it to suck the poison out. So we put clay powder. The next day we put, first thing was, we didn't have Helon, we had lamb cream. We put lamb cream on it, oregano, she was taking oregano, and then we put clay back on. Those three products. So we just kept alternating those three products on her foot, and it went away. There still was a little discoloration and a little, you know, you could see where it was if you knew it. She kept putting the lamb cream on it over time. Now, it's almost, you can't even tell where she was bit or was where she wasn't bit. I mean, you cannot tell. Like, barely, you can see any discoloration. It's completely gone or virtually completely gone.
Yeah, but most people are going to say, you're just trying to sell a product, Daniel.
Of course we're trying to sell a product. Of course we are, because these products change people's lives. When I travel, I take either clay, oregano, or the lamb cream with me everywhere I travel, or usually all three. Usually all three of those products I take with me. And I don't use the Helon as much. My wife does. I like the lamb cream just because, I don't know, I like that little jar. It's almost like a little, I don't know. I just like it. I don't know. I use the lamb cream. Yeah, because I use the lamb cream all the time. That's just me. My wife, she uses the Helon more than me. So there's kind of that going on. But, of course, we're trying to sell products. We're trying to help people. We're trying to change people's lives. You want to go deal with the FDA and this $1,000 per container thing that might give you cancer of the bladder after three uses? Of course I'm trying to sell you something. Of course. Everybody has an angle. Everybody has an agenda when they're talking to you. You know, my agenda is just a lot different than Big Pharma's agenda. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. And I know that Ron, from my experience, has the same heart. And that's why he's on here. That's why we say buy from the good guys instead of Amazon. That's what all this is about. That's all what Joyce helped to create. Of course we're trying to sell you something. You know what the Bible don't want to?
Lord, we give away almost as much as we sell. That's a fact. Wow. And my wife says, Ron, will you stop carrying a pocket full of heel on everywhere we go? You're giving it out to somebody. But I'm always seeing something where it can be used. And I'm just led to, you know, I give it to them. And, there, you know, Helon is for external use only. But there's a lady at the copy center here that I go to get copies and testimonials and all that stuff redone. And this is the truth. She had a dog that, I guess it was, I don't know, 10, 11 years old, an old dog, part of the family almost. And the vet said, well, you know, this dog has got about a week to live. This dog's in bad shape, could hardly walk. So she had read some of the letters that we had given to her to be copied, and we had some tremendous letters from pet owners. Anyway, she took the Helon and put a few drops in her dog's food twice a day, and she said within a week, that dog was almost like a puppy running around, and the vet couldn't believe it. But we can't talk about what? External, or rather internal use of that product. But boy, she took it on in a hurry. And that dog is great today.
What was wrong with the dog?
I can't tell you. The vet just said he was going downhill fast and wouldn't last a week. So he was an old dog. I think it's like 14, which is pretty good for dog years, I guess.
Whoa. That's crazy.
But I'll find out a little bit more about it. But I was just flabbergasted. She took it on her and said, well, I read the letters. Why shouldn't I believe it? And I said, well, great Scott, you never know what people will write. She said, well, I promise you it saved my puppy's life.
Well, the First Amendment protects people telling their story. And so no matter what the FDA tries to do, you can tell your story, ladies and gentlemen, and you can tell your experience, and you see how powerful communication is and free speech is, especially in this kind of case. Do you ever get anything that just really amazes you, or is it just like, wow, yeah, I knew it, or wow, I've seen it, or what shocks you in the stories that come in?
Well, just like the lady with her dog, that just shocked me. But I've had a few letters similar to that before. In fact, I'll send you the copy of a lady over in Fort Lauderdale who's losing her dog. And great for cats. And I think we have a letter from somebody in Colorado where their dog was on the verge of death, so they said. And they gave the dog the Helon, and it's rambunctious as a puppy, so the letter said. But I'll send you all this stuff on the animals.
Cats. Joyce used to have a lot of cats. She would have liked that Helon for the cats.
Yeah, it's great stuff. It truly is. I'm so proud of this stuff, really. But the lamb cream, I'm telling you, lamb cream is going to give Helon a run for its money. Now, speaking of lamb cream, let me tell you a couple of things. A lady out in California was a good friend of ours for, 15 years or so, and we always gave her products as a gift. Anyway, we sent her some Helon, and she was having tremendous hair problems, scalp problems. She said her scalp constantly itched, and she just drove her crazy. And she told me, in fact, we have her letter on file. She said she got out of when she was in the shower, showered the shampoo and then the conditioner, and when she got out, she towelled her hair dry and put a little bit of lamb cream on her scalp. And she said instantly the itching went away, and she said, I swear, Ron, my hair started to get a little bit of a curl to it. So,
curl?
Curl to it. About 3 weeks ago or so, I was standing after I brushed my teeth, and I had some lamb cream. I said, hey, I put some of that. Not my hair was wet, so I put it on my hair, and I promise you, it volumized my hair. And I don't have that much hair left, but it made my hair appear thicker, and it gave it a little bit of a curl to it.
So not only are you getting a permanent while you you're helping your scalp itch, you're getting a permanent at the same time.
Yeah.
What but about people, wrinkles and things like that?
They use these products for so many different things, I can't even count them all.
So somebody's listening at home and they're thinking, wow, this is kind of crazy. Some guy had a dream and he came up with these products. We got about 2 minutes left. Why would I need to buy, why do I need Helon or lamb cream in my pantry or in my glove box or in my purse? Why do I need it?
Well, first of all, it works on virtually everything that traumatizes the skin, and there's always a money back guarantee. Nobody turns this stuff back in. They tell their friends about it.
Well, there you go. Do you ever, I know this stuff is not easy to make. I mean, your ability to make it, it's not like you can, just make millions and millions of bottles of this. You kind of have a limited run that you can do. Is that right?
Oh, I promise you. And when I'm done with it, I am totally exhausted from making just like 1 gallon of Helon. I'm exhausted because I have to follow a strict manufacturing step-by-step process.
And if you don't follow that exact process, then it doesn't work.
No, it would not work. And we start off with one ingredient. We heat that to a certain temp, and then we'd add 1 round of botanicals or herbals to it and let that either go up or down in the temp for a given period of time, and then the next round, the next round, the next round. And I promise you, when I'm done, I'm exhausted.
How did you come up with that? How in the world did you decide that in the first place? I mean, it's like, how did you decide that?
A lot of chemistry when I was in college, and I was in the Middle East in the oil field over there in the Persian Gulf. I have a degree in geology, so we were drilling for oil, and I was responsible for the drilling fluid to keep the drill bit from drying out and cracking the drill stem. Anyway, when I got back to the States, I was in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and this goes way, way back.
Here, we got about 20 seconds. I apologize. That was a big question. We got 10 seconds. Go ahead, Ron.
Anyway, next show, I'll tell you about the Iran experience.
Fantastic. Helon Lamb Cream over the Power Mall. Everywhere I go, I have a lamb cream with me. If I travel, virtually everywhere. Check it out at the Power Mall, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Hey, Ron, you there?
I am.
Okay, here, my uncle wanted to say hi to you real quick.
Against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics
for sure.
From Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829, or your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.